May 10th, 2016, special town board meeting.
Town board meeting for the town of Lackey Flambeau to order on May 10th, 10 a.m. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, we need a motion to approve the agenda at the chairman's discretion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number six, convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin statute section 19.85 per N1 per NE for the purpose of deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specialized public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, and/or pursuant to section, Wisconsin statute section 19.85 per N1 per NG for the purpose of conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or likely to become involved. We need a roll call vote to go into closed session, regarding leased property behind the town hall, we need a roll call vote to go into closed session. Mr. Meyer?
Aye.
Schwannebeck?
Aye.
Gaulke, aye, we're in closed session. Open session, Meyer?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded, roll call vote, Mr. Meyer?
Aye.
Schwannebeck?
Aye.
Gaulke, aye, we're in open session, okay. I guess then we'd be looking for a motion to approve the settlement agreement as stated in the letter from Andrew.
Proposed from Andrew Adams III, dated April 28, 2016, concerning settlement and release of any and all claims of the tribe related to holdover, trespass, and failure to pay adequate compensation for property described in lease number B, 1936, per N, 1988, closed per N.
Do we have that motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number five. If you want to stick around for this.
No, I don't need to, I don't think, do I?
It's been brought to my attention that one of the bidders had contacted my employer for a price on some subcontract work, so I'll be abstaining from any votes on this, and will, discussion will only be limited nature for background information that may be needed, that I might have, but I won't partake in any of the actual discussions on costs and that type of thing. We've got three bids that we opened the other night, one from Athens Lumber, one from Angelo Lupino, and one from Structures Unlimited. As you can see, Athens Lumber quoted us actually two different prices, one for a wood structure using treated lumber with ACZA treatment for $100,768, and another one with concrete walls with ACQ treated wood structure on top of the walls for $93,300. What they're doing is, and I think they got pictures in there, they're going to run an 8-foot-high concrete wall around it, rather than a treated lumber all the way to the ground. That's the difference in those two. And yeah, you can see by their drawings, it's an 8-foot concrete wall. And then they have options for add-on with a sliding door, and then their performance. Pete?
Howdy.
The second one from Lupino was a same-size building. Well, they say Athens has a capacity of 1,000 yards per plan, but it is their size of their building.
So the least expensive is the Athens one with the wood structure.
With the wooden concrete walls.
Well, the concrete walls were the add-on, right?
No. No, the as I read this, the wood structure using treated lumber is 100,000. The other one is a concrete walls with a wood structure on top of the walls.
Right.
Is $93,000. That $93,000, you know, it wouldn't be $193,000 then. It's concrete walls with a wood structure.
And the other one's more like the traditional ones you see the counties had?
Yeah.
I'm guessing in the past?
Their building is 68 by 40. These other ones are 42 by 72. So there's a difference of 2 feet and 4 feet. So no, if it's wood all the way down to the ground, it's $100,000.
Right, but you got the add-ons there to dig in there.
But then your add-ons...
That's $6,000.
$6,000 in add-ons.
Sliding door.
So yeah, you're looking at, about $6,000 add-on to each of these.
Right.
Yeah, so you'd be at about $100,000 for the one with concrete walls, and you'd be at about $106,000 for the full wood structure.
$107,095.
Okay, $107.
And then the other ones come in at well over that at $127,000.
Yeah.
$128,000.
$135,000.
$135,000.
Yeah.
Do either one of them say any of them? I know the one's the fabric dome, but the other ones, if they're a shingle roof or a metal roof?
They both are fabric, I thought. Fabric and steel.
This is with tensioned fabric.
Okay, from Lupino.
From Lupino. And Structures Unlimited was fabric and steel end wall packages.
How about the Athens lumber?
That's a
fabric door.
This one would be concrete walls with treated wood structure on top of walls.
Doesn't
really explain.
No, they're using a 5/8 CDX plywood synthetic.
Okay.
29 gauge colored steel.
Steel.
They're using a steel roof.
Okay.
What? Compare for me how wood and concrete hold up under a salt kind of corrosion situation.
They've been using these wooden ones for a long time, and they still are putting them up in some places. Is where salt does chew up concrete.
It does.
You know, on the roads, and if you
which
get a crack in that.
Which is better at preventing any leak through.
You know, that you get cracks in your concrete, it's, I would think, just going to get worse. As
it's
going to
be a concrete
on.
Floor either way, right?
Concrete or asphalt.
Asphalt floors, that's why I'm not.
And that's what I've heard from anybody talking about. That's definitely the way to go.
That's
the asphalt.
More impervious than, okay. And is that included in these prices?
Wow.
The floor?
I haven't looked at these yet, but one of them for sure said.
Blacktop floor, 3 inches thick. With 8-inch compacted road base.
Lupino has got a concrete floor. And
found a 6-inch concrete slab on the Structures Unlimited with a 16 by 20 apron. Is there an apron on this one? Because there probably should be, shouldn't there?
No, because we're going right onto that asphalt pad. We already have the asphalt pad there. They'd be building right up next to it.
So stuff doesn't fall out, and you know, as it's being loaded in or brought out.
Right, and if it is, we'll be able to. That's the idea, having this, like Matt said, built
pad.
To it. We mix
outside and we push inside.
Okay. Yeah,
we can push it in, or even if we're taking it in with our front end loader as you're going along, anything, we'll be able to put it right in there. We can even take the broom on the machine, and when we're all done, it'll be right there. You
know, I think salt is pretty uncorrosive until it gets wet. You know what I mean? I think dry salt, and that's the whole intent here, is to get it under a building so it isn't wet.
Right.
Yep.
Because that's when you have your problems, and that's when you get the reaction to the. I mean, I know there's going to be moisture and there's going to be things like that, but it's not going to be.
Because when we've mixed it in the past out here, we've done it in the rain or it rains on our pile.
Oh, sure.
Is where when we have this, we can kind of go all summer long, like it's going to be nice and dry this week. Granted, there will be some moisture in the sand, but it's a nice week. Let's get 200 yards and mix it and put it away, versus we've always waited till the last minute so the least amount of water's in it so we get don't get all these ice chunks through the winter. It's something we've always dealt with, but it just makes it for a pain. And then a lot of the salt washes out of it, and then we get these chunks. As we're there, it's all going to be contained. We can do it when we've got a, you know, couple days. We can go mix a couple hundred yards, you know, a couple more down the road.
Which one would you think would be the most advantageous?
If they're priced about the same, I would think a one with the metal roof is going to be a little more bulletproof if we're doing any burning out there, something happens. But at first I was thinking...
Do these both have a metal roof?
The ones
both
from...
Yeah,
the one from Athens Lumber is a metal roof. The one from Lupino and Structures is a fabric roof.
Yeah, I think the only difference between these two bids and Athens is the treated lumber on one.
And the concrete.
I don't know what ACQ means.
It's a type of treatment on the wood.
Oh, so it's different. So the only difference really is the two different types of treatment on the wood.
Yep.
Well, and this has a concrete wall, and this is all wood.
Right.
The
one with the concrete is the cheapest.
Yeah. The ACZA is a heavier, more resistant treated wood that... You know, because it's down into the ground and it'll have the salt against it to resist against rotting, and that the ACQ treated wood is a treated lumber, but it's not as anti-rot as the ACZA, and that's why they have the concrete walls at the bottom.
Just one quick point. I'll communicate with that other attorney then on Thursday.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, I like the idea of the concrete, because I think, you know what I mean, structurally, I'm just saying, like, even if you bump up it with the end or something, it's going to take it probably better than, you know what I'm saying?
It should, I mean, but if concrete cracks versus wood will give a little bit, and I don't know either way.
Right. Trying to
think it out which is better, taking a couple splinters out of the wood once in a while, or once you crack it, is it going to start... leaking and rotting more and defacing.
But I surely can't deny...
I think that was Athens. Greg.
Oh, okay.
I can't deny that Athens hasn't came in with the two least expensive bids, whichever way we...
The two best options.
Because in the beginning, when I was kind of looking through this last year, those fabric structures were pretty much blown away, Cleary or Pino, as far as wood buildings or anything else. So I thought that was going to be... It would work, but if we can get something with a...
Something that's actually structurally sound.
Tin roof on it.
Did you ever see the one at St. Germain?
Mm-mm.
It's a good look at it.
Okay.
Nice.
And what is that?
That's the Athens with the cement on the bottom and the wood on top.
I mean, that just sounds, whether it's wood or concrete, one of the two with that roof, because we still burn some out there. We've got better options now. There's more people that have said they would ship it. The wood, and we can do something, but if we still want to burn that fabric on the wind blowing the wrong day, it could be a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be a problem.
It could.
One of them, I don't know if that one did or not, if Lupino or one of them, if it said FR fabric, that's fire retardant,
I believe.
But that's only good for so many years. When I had looked at it, was like a 10-year.
10-year warranty.
Yeah, and then it's not, I know... Out in Pike Lake, the guy's got one behind the firehouse. He's had it up for 20-some years.
Yeah.
And one year they were blowing off a bunch of fireworks for the firemen's picnic, and he got some holes burnt through his. Mm-hmm. But they came out and patched it, and that was 10 years ago, and it's all fine. Oh. But it did burn some holes in it.
Yeah.
One other thing to think about if we go with something with walls versus a fabric dome, I'm thinking we could always put some cold storage lean-tos off the edge in the future. Might be one thing, if they're comparable and we're trying to figure out, okay, they're pretty close, what's the option is, it wouldn't be that hard to someday to put another, extend a roof off if the height is right, to have some cold storage for our plows and the stuff that doesn't need to be inside, but...
I gave you a picture of it, right?
No.
Oh, but...
No. This is the Athens on the last page. There's not a picture. Well, this is a colored one anyway. So, oh, there you go. This one's better to see anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice looking building.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying, if it was just the wood one, it just wouldn't have this here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's wood all the way down to the ground.
The doors are really cool.
I like it.
I'm kind of leaning toward the wood because of just what you said about if the concrete cracks, which it usually does eventually, somewhere.
You can replace it.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not saying
really
either way. I'm
just concrete.
Those aren't important for us.
No, I'm saying the wood.
Right.
If you,
that's got plastic mesh and fiberglass mesh in there. The chances are that it, if it cracks, it's not going to.
Right, it's going to have a bunch of rebar, too.
The integrity is not going to be compensated by
the
crack.
The cracking isn't going to, you're not going to get any leakage out of it.
Okay.
And
okay.
The wood you would have because you can't.
You had several joints,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can't
the wood.
Water seal that wood together. You're going to have leaking through there, where in the concrete bin you won't have it. You're basically making a bin.
Won't have any wood touching ground either, so that's good.
Then I'm going to make a motion for the Athens Lumber Building with the concrete wall with the ACQ treated wood structure on top of walls.
And then part of that motion, if you could, that we authorize a notice of a special town meeting to authorize us to build the building.
Is it to get the funds or
to build a building? Okay. We have the funds, so it'd be the
authorization.
To
build the building.
Yep, I agree with that.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the proposal from Athens Lumber for the concrete walled structure and to authorize a notice of a special town meeting to get authorization to build the building. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And the motion to adjourn at 11:55.
So moved.
10:55.
10:55. Second motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. I can't tell time.